like, free speech has repercussions.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
F***ing cities burn.
The only thing that fascists understand is violence. So the only way that you can confront them is with violence.
It's a directive from Bernie that we can't attack Warren.
I think it's also fair to point out that when we were in Moscow, for example, people here also were extremely impressed by their public transportation system.
On Tuesday, we met Bernie Sanders campaign staffer Kyle Jurek, an extreme radical who has been paid more than $10,000 for his campaign work. We wonder, how many other radicals like Jurek are embedded in the Sanders campaign apparatus? Jurek's ideas are beyond scary, especially his take on the Soviet Union's gulags.
There's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, gulags were a lot better than what the CIA has told us that they were.
Wait a second. This is crazy talk. I mean, the most comprehensive literary work about the Soviet Union was done by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for describing the horror, the violence, the tragedy, the carnage, the genocide that occurred in the Soviet gulags. And while we released a video yesterday, this video has even more discussion and praise about these gulags. Quote, prisoners would have their skulls squeezed with iron rings, that a human being would be lowered into an acid bath, that they would be trussed up naked to be bitten by ants and bedbugs, that a ramrod heated over a Primus stove would be thrust up their anal canal, the secret brand, that a man's genitals would be slowly crushed beneath the toe of a jackboot, and that, in the luckiest possible circumstances, prisoners would be tortured by being kept from sleeping for a week, by thirst, and by being beaten to a bloody pulp.
So that was the intention of gulags, right? It's like not only to like limp to like remove the like people that were like insidious to the state from the state, like, hey, you guys are all causing problems, you're like working against the revolution, we're just going to remove you and put you in Siberia where you learn the f***ing value of like being a comrade. Like, I mean, and that's like, you know, that's what it has to be. Like, our prisons in the United States right now are far worse than anything that they experienced in f***ing Gulag. Like, people get raped. People f***ing work 12 hours a day. People have to go fight fires in California for a dollar. You know what I mean? Like, that's f***ed up. That's super f***ed up.
Yeah.
Soviet Union didn't do that shit. Like,
you're not gonna get Bernie to say gulags, but like, I'm all aboard for gulags. Like, I feel as though there needs to be re-education for a significant portion of our society.
I think he is too.
I mean, but you can't, running for president in the United States, you can't say anything like that, right?
Well, and then like you said, I mean, if people don't want to get on board, it's, you know, you were saying that the gulags are better than whatever.
Putting them against the wall.
Yeah.
And the alternative, instead of like trying to like re-educate these people and put them back into society, the only other alternative is to f*** them. You know what I mean?
Bernie Sanders calls himself a democratic socialist, but Jurek says he is more a communist than a democratic socialist, and he's proud of it. And he proclaims he is not alone.
That's crazy, though, that guy was saying.
Yeah.
It's like, I know we have a lot of like the communists and the Marxists like on our side, but
yeah,
that's...
I'm one of them. Yeah, and in fact, there's, that I know of, four of the organizers in this office are you know, leftists of some of some degree, further leftward than democratic socialism.
Right.
For what degree, you know, varies, but many of the organizers that I've met, actually I didn't even count Justin. So Justin, me, Derek, Danielle, Jessica, are all definitely further left than democratic socialism.
There's a lot of me's in the Bernie campaign.
Like, the whole basis of, like, communism is, like, people and planet above property, right? Like, we're here to preserve the planet, preserve people. We don't want to f***ing have to, like, eliminate people, right? But if people are going to try to fight back against the revolution, like, when you hear about, like, to like atrocities committed by like in Cuba, like Fidel and Che, like killing people, like those people that were actively like they were like anti-revolution, they were like they're fighting against the revolution. Like in any war, like if you like when you guys were in war and you encountered people that were fighting against you, what did you do to those people? Right? I mean, the same thing holds true in revolution, right? Like you can't abide people like actively working against your revolution. Like you can give them a choice, be like, hey, you can join the revolution, you can not be a bootlicker, you can sit idly by and allow it to happen, but if you're gonna take up arms against the revolution, then you should expect a violent response, right? Like it's natural.
Fight or die. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at that in the Revolutionary War. Fight or die.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we're at right now. That's we're at one of those moments in human history where it's like we're fighting for survival. We're fighting for the survival of the entire human race. We're fighting for the survival of living creatures on planet Earth. And you know, there's some people that will stop at nothing to preserve that, right? Like
right.
to see the human race continue into the future, right? To try to save the planet from destruction. And no matter what country or what laws that exist, they don't, they're irrelevant to, there are things greater than those systems, right?
Right.
There are things that are more important than the rule of law in the United States when it comes down to the existence of the human race. And that's where we're at, unfortunately. And like, this is like, there are very few, there are probably no other points in human history, in like recorded human history, where like the stakes were as high as they are right now. Like we are at a f***ing, we're at the end, we're at the end of the road. And like the way we choose to go is going to determine like, hey, are we going to continue as a species or are we going to f***ing burn up in a f***ing center?
Jurek goes on to say that even violent groups like Antifa are folded quietly into the Sanders campaign staff.
So I know you have like the Antifa sticker on your laptop. Have you ever done like been in any of those like crazy?
There was a couple things that events they came to. They came to Lansing and they came to Ann Arbor.
Uh huh.
That was there for those.
Did you ever like help out or participate in any of it?
Yeah. I mean, like so. Like, I didn't help organize it.
Right.
But I was there in support.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have yet to punch a Nazi.
There's some here. A lot of them are probably on the Bernie campaign. But there are some there's a DSA chapter here, so like some of the DSA folks are probably engaged. We've been looking for an action to like participate in, like in regards to like, oh, look at that.
That's it.
But in, like in regards to like immigration and ICE,
mm-hmm.
we've been looking for something to pop off where we can pop right back off.
Earlier this week, we sent one of our journalists into Jurek's office to check on his status.
I've met him a few times. Yeah, I met him at an event with Rose, and mm-hmm. we were talking about policy
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
Okay.
So, yeah, just life. It's so unfortunate because he's been here like all summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's really put a lot of...
Because I'd met him a few times, but I was busy with other campaigns, like, you know.
Yeah, so
but he didn't get fired?
Not that we know of.
What would you kind of consider yourself, like, where on that spectrum?
I'm an anarcho-communist, so, mm-hmm. like, I'm as far to the left as you can possibly get, but I'm also very libertarian. Like, so, like, there's two axes.
Mm-hmm.
One is capitalism versus communism mm-hmm. all the way, and then one is authoritarianism to libertarianism.
Right.
Like on the bottom. So if you're in the bottom left-hand corner, you're libertarian, but you're also communist. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of what they call, sometimes they're called libertarian socialists.
Right.
And sometimes they're called anarcho-communists. But those two are pretty much interchangeable. And then on the top you have like your Marxist communists, so
right.
like your Stalins and your, you know, like they're very authoritarian mm-hmm. communists, right? So there's a great spectrum in between of like authoritarian to libertarian, mm-hmm. but also on the left.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah. sometimes I get up and I feel pretty authoritarian. And sometimes I get up and I feel normal, like my libertarian self. But normal, you know. One thing I say is if you can't handle me at my most communist, you don't deserve me at my most libertarian.
That's an interesting.
If you can't handle me at my most communist, then you don't deserve me at my most anarchist.